We're going to talk now about what happened in Budapest yesterday. Here is a very emotional hat-trick hero, Troy Parrott.
You said Thursday was the best night of your life. You've just topped that.
Yeah, I'm really, really emotional right now. sorry. The tears of joy. What a night. What a night.
It was made for you. I mean, I don't know even the penalty to begin with. It took so long. Were you waiting for the referee's whistle, or were you just trying to psych the keeper out?
The referee told me to wait for the signal, so I was waiting for him to blow his whistle, but then he never blew it, so I looked at him, then he told me I could take it. So.
How did you keep your cool, though? I mean, you must have been so nervous.
Look, I don't know. I'd rather have that pressure on me and whatever happens will happen than to pour on somebody else and leave it out of my hands. I'd rather be in my hands. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
Well, the second goal, I mean, striker's instinct. That's what it's all about. It's what you've been practicing all your life.
Yeah. This is why we love football, because things like this can happen. Look, Tony, I love where I'm from. So this means the world to me. My family's here.
I saw you go over to them. It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, this is the first time I've cried in years as well. I really can't believe it.
Yeah, there you go. Incredible stuff. Troy Parrott, very emotional. First time he's cried in years, he said. He was speaking to Tony O'Donoghue of RTÉ after the game last night on the field of Budapest with the Irish crowd singing joyously in the background. Well, with me on the line to talk about this is Ramona Keogh, who commentates on soccer and football for Radio Kerry Sport. Ramona, good morning to you and thanks for joining us. You were in Dublin for the Portugal game. Did you think it could possibly get better than that? It kind of did last night, didn't it?
Yeah, just it's been an epic week in the turnover in the space of like a couple of days. It really is the Troy show, as we could call it at the moment, cutting it short from the late Troy show, but absolutely outstanding. You know, we were going into that game on Thursday night and even on the trip up and stopping and things like that. There wasn't a lot of confidence, but you're kind of saying, you know, we've had our battles with Portugal in the past, but to go up 2-0, Ronaldo to be sent off, you know, a referee to actually send off Ronaldo and to close out the game. You know, you have to have some kind of confidence going into Sunday. And I texted a couple of the lads in Radio Kerry yesterday morning going, I think we're going to win 2-0. And we were kind of joking about it. And then I had soccer training yesterday at 9 o'clock, and we were talking to the boys at training about, you know, when you're down a couple of goals, who's the leader in the pack, who's the wolf that's going to drive you through. And lo and behold, the boys were like, I think Troy Parrott and I think Cuivín Kelleher is going to be amazing. And lo and behold, we closed out and here we are talking about a World Cup playoff now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is amazing. Like, for this, how did we do it? How did it happen, Ramona? Like, 5 goals in 2 games. Obviously, Troy Parrott is a key part of all that, but all the team seemed to click. Coming from a situation where we were beaten by the 105th ranked team in the world, we managed to beat the 5th ranked team in the world. Then we went to Hungary, the 37th ranked team in the world, with world-class players like Dominik Szoboszlai, and managed to beat them away in dramatic fashion. Like, how do you explain it?
Yeah, it is quite amazing because, you know, all through the year, you know, as a football supporter, you're saying, will we make it? Will we make the cut? And obviously that Armenia game away just brought back a couple of nightmares for us, going, how are we going to close out this campaign if this is our first game? And it was a mission impossible. But I know in hindsight, we look back at the Stephen Kenny era, but I look at these players and 7 of those players last night, you know, were on the Ireland under 21 team, Malumbi, Coventry, Parrott, Ida, Kelleher, Scales, O'Shea, and they all jumped to playing senior level football with Ireland very, very quickly. And you could see that composure in some of the players going down against, you know, Hungary 2-0, pulling it back. You know, the odds were against us in a very competitive game last night, but we've seen that over the last couple of games, that maturity and that belief that the Irish players have. And maybe the Irish supporters, we jumped on the bandwagon a little bit too quick about Hamer and, you know, was he the right man for us? But something's gelled over the last couple of games. And even, you know, Jerry, the Seamus Coleman story alone, a 17-year-old leading the pack there, hasn't had much game time with Everton, or I don't think he's even had game time with Everton over the last month, to come on and do a full 90 against Portugal and 3 days later to turn it over against Hungary. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And is it a question of, I suppose, things clicking? Parrott coming back from injury, we were missing him for earlier games, and then you have maybe five at the back, the belief in the team, performances from the likes of Liam Scales, key moments, all of that coming together at the right time, kind of bringing to fruition, I suppose, what you know, Hamer Helgemson and John O'Shea have been doing in the background, or maybe they were waiting for these performances to click.
Yeah, something must have gelled or clicked. And, you know, you look at it down to the wire again last night, a pure pressure pot, and we're away from home. We have to win by 2 goals at halftime, 10 minutes to go, and 5 minutes, you know, 5 minutes extra time on the clock, and we do it just in the last dying seconds of 6 minutes. Just absolute scenes. But you might look at the luck of things as well too, and how I reference that is the Evan Ferguson story. If Evan was fit and playing, he would have been playing Thursday night. Troy Parrott, you know, maybe Evan has probably taken the thunder a little bit in the limelight of, you know, he's playing, he's not playing, he's not getting game time. But Troy wouldn't have started, and if that goes to show any young strikers out there at the moment that are playing a bit of football, saying I'm never going to get my chance, you know, the time is never going to come, luck is on my side, well, it just goes to show, you know, 5 goals in the space of 3 days is just unbelievable. And I know we reference the word unbelievable a lot, but that's exactly what it is, because we've all grown up in the, you know, the Robbie Brady, the McIntyre, the Robbie Keane, Ray Houghton era, that we've all seen it. And now for us that do that journey, and it's a hard journey to do. I've friends, you know, from Valencia, Carsevine, Dingle, even friends from Bundoran that do that trip out of the Aviva on a Wednesday or a Thursday night, and getting back to our county 4 hours later. It can be a tough night when the results don't go our way, but for the new age supporters now, it's just amazing. I had kids around me on Thursday night, 5 or 6, and they're singing The Fields of Athenry and singing their hearts out. And it wasn't the Ronaldo show on Thursday night, even though it probably was that day leading up to it. But we've got our own stars and heroes now, and Parrots do what Parrots do well, and they repeat themselves, and he's done that for us. So yeah, it's just a top class finish. Sure. All the goals were outstanding. You take great pride in watching what's happening at the moment. And did we ever think, Jerry, a couple of months ago, me and you would be talking about a World Cup playoff? No,
we were dead and buried, that's for sure. Ramona, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to me about that in the programme this morning.
Jerry, I just want to congratulate all the team, and I just want to congratulate all the team in Kerry Airport. They've looked after us for all the Ireland games heading up to Dublin, and I just wish them well for the future and everything they're doing.
Brilliant, great stuff. Thanks, Ramona. That's Ramona Keogh there with us on the line. You're listening to Kerry Today. We have a dedicated Irish football supporter, Michael Fox O'Connor, with us on the line. Michael, good morning to you. And listen, everyone woke up with a pep in their step this morning after last night's heroics in Budapest.
Well, Joey, there was once a song made. It was called I Don't Like Monday, but today is definitely an exception. It's a great Monday for us. It was fantastic. I enjoyed every moment of it. We often question the commitment and the dedication of the Irish team over the years, but I think yesterday the performance was as good as what I've seen. Man to man, they got stuck in, you know, even the last second when the long ball came up, we were all holding our breath. It brought us back, brought me back many, many years to when I first started following the Irish team in the very, very late 70s, and it brought back great memories to me. And all the supporters there now, they have a lovely road ahead of them, and I hope to enjoy it half as much as what I have done.
Yeah, indeed. How did it happen, Michael? How did we get to this point? 5 goals in 2 games against 2 of the best teams in the world. It didn't look likely when we were beaten in Yerevan.
Well, I mean, Portugal are Portugal, but I mean, it was, you know, we're very unlucky to lose over there. Hungary, I never feared them. We were speaking downtown there with the boys all week, and I said, Hungary are a poor side. And I think they are a very poor side. If you take out the guy from Liverpool, they don't have much left. And I think they were always beatable. And I was very confident yesterday of coming through, at least, you know, of getting something from the game. It was all go down to the commitment, the dedication, never say die attitude, get at them, don't let them settle on the ball. And for the first 10 or 15 minutes, I thought we were fantastic. And then we kind of got our goal out penalty, and we kind of set back, which I hate seeing teams do. I believe in when you're in front, go for it, you know, go for it, and we had nothing to lose. But I think the switches as well, they made a big, big change. And I was very proud of the lads. I thought they were great.
Yeah, they worked. And look, several key performers, like Troy Parrott coming back into the side, the fact that Evan Ferguson injured, Liam Scales in particular playing brilliant stuff, involved in two of the key goals over two of the games. There was an overall, I suppose, a belief that went through them, and they had that belief not to give up until the 96th minute.
You know, the other thing, Joe, is that Liam Scales was obviously involved in it, but at one time, the commentators were under the impression that Liam Scales was coming off. So then you'll be asking the question, decisions are made, some you win, some you lose. I think they worked out for us yesterday. I think the subs were very, very good. And overall, I'm very, very happy with the performance, the result, the goals, the commitment, the dedication of the teams, the green and gold, fight for that ball, that 50-50 ball. You know, which is vital in any World Cup game.
Yeah.
You know, second ball. I think we done all that excellent yesterday. And Troy Parrott, like we knew things like that, he couldn't get a game in Spurs, and he had to go over to Holland. And here is all like
that.
So, we're talking about. Even Leeds United are talking about him now.
We need something, United. Michael. We need something. That's for sure. But isn't that a point? Like
that's like Parrott.
Yeah. Listen, the issue though is, I suppose, with that in mind, look at Evan Ferguson as well, players of the Premier League, they don't always get a look in for whatever reason. They might fall out with a manager, have trouble, injuries, and they go abroad to Europe, to the other leagues, and they can revitalise themselves, score goals, and then take that form into international football.
Well, as I said, like he was of the sports team, he was in and out, and he went to Holland, and you know, he seems to have a new lease of life. He got 5 goals in 2 games. What can you say about that? You know, I can't remember many great Irish players getting 5 goals in two games, going even back to my own time. But, it's a lovely road we're on now. And I hope the fans enjoy it. Stick with them, because they are dedicated. They are committed. And the most important thing, Joey, they have the will to win. And once you get inside, put all those things together, it's hard to stop a team like that. They're on a juggernaut now. The whole country is expecting big, big things. We know our opponents who are over there very, very soon. And then it's onwards and upwards. And, it was great. It gave us a great lift on this lovely sunny Monday morning, because I'd be going out home today and I'd be meeting the boys below. The topic, I know the topic will be soccer. And, it's been a great week for our soccer, but during the 17s, during the 21s, and now our seniors, So
it's absolutely very brilliant,
Yeah, 100%. Someone said this morning
it's
that,
brilliant.
You know, a lot of these players come up to the under 21s, and we have molded, I won't say
technically gifted kind of players, but they certainly have the ability. Listen, Michael, we're out of time here, but listen, thanks so much for giving us your view on the programme this morning. Now, with me at our outside broadcast here in Kerry Airport's new arrival hall is Billy Dennehy, former Perfect Ireland player, former footballer, current CEO of Kerry FC, who have had an amazing year themselves, sponsored, of course, by Kerry Airport. Billy, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Listen, we'll talk about the airport in a moment and their input into the club and what's happened there. But look, Talk to me about last night. What was it like for you watching that amazing scene in Budapest? The last week, really, has been incredible for Irish football.
It has. I think it brought back a lot of memories of when we were all younger and qualifying for World Cups and European Championships. I think those days have obviously been missing for a long while, and probably only a week ago, all that hope seemed to have been lost for this qualification campaign also.
Yeah.
But, you know, within a week, the hope is very much alive again, at hope of qualifying for the World Cup. So I think it's the emotional roller coaster of a sport that it brings us all on. And obviously, after the back of the week and the two performances the team have put in, it's given a great lift to not only the supporters of the team, but I think the general public overall.
Yeah, and that kind of moment, that belief that was there, it's come into the team, I suppose, over the last three games. The defeat in Portugal as well, the last minute of nature of that, we could have got a great draw there. Then to beat them at home, then to beat Hungary away, it's just... Did anyone see it coming? Or maybe the players saw it coming, the management team, they had belief in themselves that came out, despite the difficulties earlier on in the campaign.
Yeah, I think, you know, like a lot of things, I think when you feel like you're at rock bottom, there's only one way to go. And, you know, the start of the campaign probably felt like that the qualification campaign was over before it really began. But, you know, I think the team definitely galvanised, and you could see watching them over the last couple of games in particular, the last two or three games, you could see that bit of spirit and that bit of resilience in the team. And, you know, I think that was very much impedified when they went goals down and they came back. You know, to go down twice against Hungary and to come back and win the game shows unbelievable character and resilience and fight and everything, I suppose, that you need to win games at that level of competition. But, you know, for those players, they're not just carrying the team on the back, they're carrying probably a nation, which is a lot more responsibility and pressure. But, you know, they all delivered up to it, and you know, hopefully now they can go and finish the job and give us all a World Cup to look forward to next year.
Was it all part, I suppose, of the playing style was right, the tactics were right, the belief was right, and then they trusted their abilities because they've come through the systems. They're, you know, they get criticisms of not being the most technically gifted team up against better international sides. None of that mattered when it came to the application, the effort, and the skill that was on show.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think when you go back probably over the last year or two, Ireland were probably in a bit of a transition phase where, you know, they're probably trying to implement the new style of football. They were trying to bring in different players, younger players, and there was probably a transition there. And, you know, I suppose that was going to really take a long time because, look, as a nation, you have to kind of play to your strengths and who you are and what you are as well. And I think now the team plays in a shape and with characteristics within the team that represent who Ireland are, you know, hard working.
They're kind of finding themselves.
Yeah, you know, I think the management team have found, I suppose, now a shape of the team. They found personnel within that shape that suits the team. You know, all the pieces of the puzzle were always there. I feel it's just now this management team have brought it together at the perfect time.
Yeah. Billy, talk to me about Kerry Airport, their sponsorship of Kerry FC. How crucial has that been for your development and after the amazing run you had in the FAI Cup and the season you've had this year?
Yeah, Kerry Airport have been a phenomenal partner. I mean, when Kerry Football Club was very much in its infancy and I suppose an idea had been spoken about really before the general, I suppose, audience understood what League of Ireland football was and what Kerry were trying to do. The Kerry Airport believed in the project and they believed in what we were looking to do within Kerry and were a very strong supporter from the very beginning. So, I mean, to have Kerry Airport on the front of our jersey has... you know, giving us great pride as well. And, you know, we're delighted to be here today now and seeing them opening and expansion the facility of the airport.
Yeah, and what, how are you feeling now about, I know the work is already beginning and you're making new signings, you're re-signing key players as well over the last couple of weeks for next season?
Yeah, it is. Look, I think every off-season, again, leads to kind of hope and an internal expectation of next season, you know, and I'm sure every club is the same. So, look, we're very lucky. We've got a lot of fantastic people around the club in lots of different areas, lots of different departments where they probably don't stop. You know, it's really trying to know and make improvements in every area that we can to make sure that the supporters have more enjoyment and more fun to look forward to next year. And look, if we can have a few more nights like Sligo Rovers at home and a few more nights like Shamrock Rovers away and Tella live on RTE, then, you know, that's what we're all looking to try and give back for the people to look forward to.
And is there an appetite there now for that amongst the players and the team at Kerry FC?
Oh, you'd imagine so. You know, I haven't asked them directly myself, but, you know, when you are a player and you play at a certain level or when you play in a certain game, you definitely do come away and think, oh, I want more of that or I want to be at that level again. And I suppose that's the continuous journey of the sport at this level, you know, that you're always trying to kind of reach the heights that are above you or maintain the heights you're at, which, you know, aren't easy. We know that when there's a very high level of competition around. But, you know, similar to like the Irish team last couple of games, look, we know who we are, we know what we're trying to do, and we're just trying to be the best version of ourselves while we do it.
Yeah. How important was yesterday from the point of view of Irish football in general? It's been a very tough time at the FAI. I know there's job losses, there's a deficit there, 38 million down last year. There's a lot of work to be done. there's fears of the amount of money that'll be available for grassroots in counties like Kerry and all year-on-year projects. That feeds through to the League of Ireland as well, even though the League of Ireland, kind of almost counterintuitively the last couple of years, has really kind of come on, and the crowds are starting to come, and it's gotten higher profile, maybe a better product. So there's that to hold on to as well.
There is, I suppose. Look what the result did yesterday, and the hope that it gives in terms of inspiring next generations. Like I watched the game with my two sons, and they'd never obviously
seen that,
anything like that before.
Yeah.
And they're still very young, but they had a lot of questions afterwards. You know, what's the World Cup and is the Ireland team? So you know, there was that element to it. I suppose what you mentioned in terms of the operational side, the governing body and the association have gone through a very difficult period. You know, it's very well documented, and I think what the League of Ireland has done, the League of Ireland has probably kind of bared the baton over the last number of years to kind of keep Irish football, you know, in terms of what the clubs have achieved and getting into Europe, and you know, the excitement of all the young players coming through. Obviously some very high profile signings recently with players going to Tottenham and Arsenal for large sums. So I think the domestic game has definitely kept the torch going, and now that the, you know, the governing body are in a World Cup qualifier, if they could qualify for the World Cup.
If they could, even financially, that would be a big help at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it would. I think it would kind of open up a lot of, I suppose, avenues that maybe the association hope to bring in down the line again. But hopefully it would lead to an increase in I suppose, resources for everybody involved in the game at a grassroots level, right the way through to professional level.
Okay. Well, listen, Billy, we're out of time, but thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
I'll let you get inside talking to people at the launch, but thanks for talking to me.
Good,
well done on a great season.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you.
Great stuff. Billy Denny there, CEO of Kerry FC.